at their holidays. But I've always believed myself that these outside the clinic activities for parents and for children do have a major beneficial influence on children's and parents' abilities and confidence in looking after their diabetes, and I hope that is really so, although it's difficult to prove. One of the other aspects of trying to assess the efficacy of camps is just seeing what happens to youngsters as they grow older. And in the last 10 years we've had quite a number of young people growing up who want to help with our holidays and camps, and they are becoming our young leaders who are now influencing the younger children in a very positive way.
How does just 5 days once a year make a difference?
Again, that's a very difficult thing to prove in any scientific way, but I think when we first started doing the camps, we did give questionnaires to parents both before and after camps, and some of the answers that parents gave were very interesting in showing that even 5 days of a holiday seemed to impinge its importance on the children very greatly, even to the extent of changing dietary habits, certainly self-confidence, certainly the ability to become rather more independent and to do things which some of the parents were not allowing them to do in terms of activities, eating, understanding certain things about diabetes. Of course, the younger children, some of them had never given their own injections, and so when they saw other children giving their own injections at the camp, they would do it themselves. That's a fairly simple and basic proof of some sort of progress. But I think there's no doubt at all in my mind that so many of the parents wrote to us about the way that even after 5 days, their children had sort of changed. They'd become more independent, more confident, and certainly gained a number of friends that often become lifelong friends. We have experience of that, and lifelong friends not only with the other children, but some of the other parents and helpers.
What age range did the camps cover?
Our own camps cover quite a wide age range, from 7 through till, 16 or 17. We do try to do activities for the adolescents, which are different from the smaller children, of course. But they all do sit down together in the dining hall to eat together and do a number of the activities together. With the Diabetes UK holidays, of course, they do have age-specific holidays, which I guess is more ideal. But the local holidays, because it takes up so much of our time in organisation, we can't really afford the time and energy to have different age group holidays. We'd like to, we've thought about it, but not practically being able to organise that.